This is Belle Marcus, and I am interviewing Alice Lewinson, 2000 South Ocean Boulevard, apartment 11K, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33062. This is part of the project Mosaic Jewish Life in Florida. Today is Thursday, July 19th, 1990. Would you please give me your full name?
My name is Alice Lewinson.
And your address?
2000 South Ocean Boulevard, apartment 11K, Pompano Beach, Florida.
And the date of your birth, if you don't mind?
February the 9th, 1932.
And where were you born?
Miami, Florida.
And what was your father's name?
Kent Lewin.
And when was he born?
He was born September the 9th, 1888, in Live Oak, Florida.
Okay. And what level of education did your father complete?
I don't actually know. I know that he went to private schools, and I know that he went to school in Bell Buckle, Tennessee. But I can't really tell you.
Excuse me, what is, I mean, why did he go to school in
Bell Buckle, Tennessee? I don't know. I know that he lost his mother when he was quite young. And I know that an aunt reared he and his sisters and brothers in Live Oak. And I can't really tell you the reason. It was one of those things that I never asked. And I heard him mention it. And I don't even know whether he went there for 1 year or 10.
You don't know if he went to college?
No, I don't really know. Mm-hmm.
What did Bell Buckle was in military school.
Bell
at the time, I don't know how many years he went there, but they also had higher education.
I don't know.
In case this was not picked up on the tape, Bell Buckle had a military school.
And it also had higher education.
What did your father do for a living?
My father did various and sundry things. He was in the jewelry business, he was in the grocery business, he was in the haberdashery business.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was Jeanette Frances Guggenheim.
And when was she born?
She was born March the 8th, 1901, in Pensacola, Florida.
And what type of schools did your mother attend?
I think my mother graduated high school, and I believe that's as far as she went.
In Pensacola.
In Pensacola, but I'm not positive.
Did your mother work outside of the home?
You mean when my parents were married?
Yes.
She helped my dad in his business. That's
Which
all
was
I
at
know.
That time the haberdashery?
I think it was the grocery. It was grocery business for part of the years.
When your parents were married, did they live in Live Oak or in Pensacola?
They lived in Pensacola. I mean, I'm sorry. They lived in Tampa.
Oh, okay. We'll probably get back to that later.
Yeah.
Were your parents in Florida by themselves? Had they come as grown-ups, or did they come with their families?
My parents were both born in Florida.
That's right, they were both born in Florida. And how about their parents? You don't know for sure.
I don't know for sure. My mother's father was from Germany. I don't know at what period of his life he came to Florida. My mother's mother was born in Montgomery, I believe. And I don't know at what point she came to Florida. My father's parents, I don't know anything about, except that they obviously lived in Live Oak, Florida.
What brought your parents to Miami?
I think you'd really have to ask my mother that. I would say probably opportunity and timing. I don't know.
When did they come?
1925.
And as I know from history, there weren't very many Jewish people in Miami at that time.
That's correct.
Were there very many people altogether in Miami in 1926?
I doubt it. I don't know. I know that my parents were in with a group of Jewish obviously Jewish, I should take that back. They were in with a group of people that they were one of the original families to be members of Temple Israel of Greater Miami. I can remember the names like the Aravitzes and the Ackermans and I don't remember now, Kaufmans and Kahns and people that I went to Sunday school with their kids. We carpooled together.
Now, do you know if they had been affiliated in the previous communities in Florida in which they lived?
I believe they were members of the Temple. As a matter of fact, they were married at Temple Emmanuel in Tampa, I believe.
And do you know about your mother's family in Pensacola or your father's family in Live Oak? Was there an organized Jewish community there?
There was in Pensacola. I don't know about Live Oak. And my mom's family, they were members of a temple in Pensacola.
And did your mother have a school? Did she have any kind of religious schooling?
I don't know.
Okay. What did your parents do for a living in Miami?
Grocery business. Grocery and meat.
Where was that located, do you know?
It was in the Northwest section.
And there were other Jewish merchants and professionals in Miami at that time?
Oh, yes. I would say many.
And did your parents interact with the Jewish community?
Oh, yes.
Exclusively?
No. They had friends of all varieties. I mean, they had Jewish friends, they had non-Jewish friends as well. As a matter of fact, they had a tremendous number of friends, and they were members of Temple Israel. And they had a lot of friends from members of Temple Israel, as well as friends who, like they, moved from to Miami.
And how did they... Who were the people that were not Jewish that they were friendly with? Were these the people who had come from their communities?
No, they were friends that they met in Miami.
Mm-hmm. Through organizations or neighborhood?
I would say probably neighborhood and word of mouth with other friends.
Were your parents involved in any Jewish organizations outside of the temple?
My mom, I believe, was a member of Hadassah.
Did she have any kind of leadership role?
No, I don't think so.
And your maiden name was Lewin?
Lewin, almost like my married name.
And what was your mother's first name?
Jean.
I know that you had said it.
I
forgot. Were your parents involved in charitable organizations?
I don't know. As far as I know, I don't think they were, but I don't know.
Did they have leadership positions in the temple, do you know?
No. No, I'm like my parents. We all like to take back seats.
Are there any special anecdotes or memories you have about any of your family's involvement in business or community life?
I don't think I can really think of any. Certainly there might be some.
Okay, now we're going to talk about your growing up in Miami. I don't know Miami, so you'll have to bear with me. Where did you live? The street won't mean anything
to
me.
I lived in what section? I lived in what was called Brickell Estates. And should I say, way back then, it was considered one of the nicest neighborhoods in Miami. And it was the upper class people, if you want to put it that way.
Was it a Jewish area?
Yeah, well, there was both, but there was a lot of Jews in the area. I grew up with the names that would mean something to people today, even though they're not living there anymore. I grew up across the street from the Singers. Our homes were, my parents and the Singers built their home at the same time. The Singers had the Royal Castle hamburger stands and the Stone liquor stores in Miami. And the three children, well, Larry was a little older than my brother. And Dottie and Marlene Singer were in my age bracket.
And what were their parents' names?
Bill and Esther Singer. And Esther Singer passed away many years ago, and Bill Singer remarried. I never met his second wife, but I heard she was a very lovely person, and Bill Singer was a very fine man, and I think he died in recent years. But anyway, their two daughters, Marlene and Dottie, were very close friends of mine, and we were together all the time. I also was friendly, very close to the Kaufman girls who lived on Miami Beach, sisters. One is still living, the other, Shirley is still living, Nancy is not. I also had a very good friend, Phyllis Roskin, who unfortunately passed away when she was young. And I mean, I don't know how far, you know, you want me to go, but there were so many in my neighborhood. The Weiners, I grew up with Barbara Weiner. The last I heard, Barbara was an interior decorator in Washington, D.C. Marlene Singer's husband was Senator Dick Stone. They moved to Washington, and he is an attorney in Washington now. Dottie married right out of college to a fellow she went to college with and lives in New Orleans. We've all lost contact with each other.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I had a brother that I lost last January. His name was Jay.
And was he older or younger than you?
He was older than I.
Did you go to any Jewish summer camps?
No, I didn't. In my camping age, I was to go, and there was a polio epidemic, and they called off camp. And I was sorry about the polio epidemic, but I was glad I didn't have to go to camp.
Oh, my. what schools did you attend?
I went to Carway. I went to Riverside School, elementary school, for about a year, and then I went to Carway Elementary School, Shenandoah Junior High School, and I graduated from Miami Senior High School, and I went to the University of Miami.
And did your brother attend the same schools?
No, my brother attended Ada Merritt and Miami Senior High, and then he went into the service.
And what was the percentage of Jewish children in those schools?
I have no idea. I can't give you percentage.
How about high, low, medium?
Average, I guess. I'd say average, medium.
So you didn't feel like you were in a small minority?
Oh, no, definitely not. As a matter of fact, a lot of the Jewish kids that I went to school with were leaders, and I just read in the paper recently, my mother pointed it out to me, that Rabbi Alan Freeling officiated Sammy Davis Jr.'s funeral, and Alan and I grew up together. I had a crush on him when I was about 7 years old, and we were confirmed together at Temple Israel.
And you did go to the religious school, of course.
Oh, yes, I was confirmed at Temple Israel. Yeah.
How did your school handle the Jewish holidays?
Not too much with any problems, because there were so many Jews in my classes.
Did they continue the classes on those days?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was another day.
Did you personally date while in high school?
Yes.
Did you go out with other Jews or non-Jews? Did it make any difference?
It made a great deal of difference. I went out mostly with Jews, very few who were not.
How did your parents feel about the few that you did go out with?
They asked me please not to. They didn't tell me I couldn't. They just said they would feel better if I stuck within my own.
And did you choose to, since they didn't forbid it, was it your choice, or did you restrict your activities in deference to their wishes?
It was definitely my choice when it came to dating, but when it came to, should I use the expression, running around with my girlfriends, it didn't make too much mm-hmm. difference.
How about your friends? Did they interdate as well?
No, most of them dated pretty much like I did. We just felt times have changed so much. Things are different today. But back then, we just felt that it would be eliminating a lot of problems, that we shouldn't get serious with someone outside of our religion.
Were you involved in other activities in high school, such as clubs or sports?
Yes, I would not sports, but I was active in an arts club. I majored in art, and I was quite active in the arts club.
you were really growing up in the pre-war days.
That's true.
You were going through your grade school.
Well, not necessarily pre-war grades, yeah. But mostly during World War II.
During the war. Yeah. When there was really a lot of anti-Semitism in the country. Did you encounter any or much of it in your school days?
A few remarks. I remember I had one girlfriend. We were about junior high age. And she came, we had been good friends, and she came over to my home. And we had a closet door right by our stairway. And the door was open a little bit, and there was a Sunday school book in it that had the word Jews on the title, and she saw it. And she said, "Hey, what are you doing with that book in your closet that says Jews?" And I said, "Well, I'm Jewish." And she said, "You are?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I never associated with Jews before, but you're different." And it was like hitting me in the head with a hammer. And I broke off my friendship with her. And it wasn't that I didn't want to associate with someone non-Jewish. It's that when you're that obvious, why go where you're not wanted?
Did you see any overt signs of anti-Semitism, like signs on stores or
like
hotels?
Swastikas and things like that? No, I can't remember.
But the signs that the hotels on the beach were restricted?
Oh, very much so. As a matter of fact, I remember a silly circumstance, I guess. Arthur Godfrey owned the Kenilworth Hotel on Miami Beach, and it was made known in the papers, etc., that it was restricted and that he was anti-Semitic. And he came to our neighborhood right off of Carl Way that a furniture store opened at, and they had invited him for the ribbon cutting. And a bunch of us walked down there. It was walking distance, and we went to the ribbon cutting of the store. And I was standing right there, you'd say face to face with him, and he stuck his hand out to shake my hand. And in those days, I guess I was rude because I refused to shake hands with him. I just stood there and I thought, why do I want to shake hands with an anti-Semite?
Interesting. Now, it was known that it was restricted, or was it?
Oh, yes, it was known. It was also known that the Key Biscayne Hotel at Crandon Park was restricted. A friend of mine that was a newspaper boy at that time, that age, was told when they found out he was Jewish, don't come in, leave the papers on the steps, no Jews are allowed. And from the story I heard, whether this was true or not, I don't know, I heard that he left a pile of torn up papers on the steps in the back and never delivered papers there again.
Were you aware, or are you aware now, of any action that was taken by the Jewish community in those years to prevent this kind of thing?
No, I'm not aware.
Because obviously it did stop, and obviously the Jewish defense organizations like the ADL and the American Jewish Congress did become active in these areas, in these matters.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, and I was wondering if you had any knowledge of.
No, I didn't have knowledge, but with the exception of this one girl that I mentioned, the circumstance, I got along very well, and I didn't have a problem.
How about with your teachers?
I don't remember any problems with teachers, but as I say, a lot of the kids that I went to school with were Jewish.
Aside from the Jewish children, were there representatives of other ethnic groups in any numbers in your schools?
No, I wouldn't say there were. Not in numbers. I would say there was maybe a Chinese here or there, or a Greek, if you want to call it that, here or there. I grew up with a Greek girl, but we were very good friends.
Was there a large Greek community in Miami?
No.
Not necessarily.
Not that
where you lived.
No, nuh-uh. There wasn't. Our neighborhood, I guess you'd say, was mostly Jewish.
Were the schools segregated at that time between black and white?
No, they were not. There were no blacks in our school that I'm aware of.
But there were no blacks in your neighborhood, probably.
No, there were no blacks in our neighborhood either.
But there was no official segregation policy.
No, but in the days that I grew up, the black people sat on the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
In the public transportation, and if they tried to sit elsewhere, they were told by the bus driver, "You belong in the back of the bus."
Did you have any feelings about this, or did you just take it for granted that this was the way life was?
I sort of took it for granted, and I would say I was fortunate, maybe more so than some others. We had full-time black help that lived in with us. And she lived in until we, excuse me, until I was in my 20s. And then she came to my parents and she said, I don't feel like you need me as a live-in anymore, but I'll still work for you. And so she got herself a room in what they called in those days Colored Town. And she lived in Colored Town. She went home at night to her room. But she came early in the morning, and if she wanted to eat her lunch at the same time I did, her name was Savannah, I'd say, she would go sit in the kitchen. And if I was sitting in the kitchen eating my lunch, she would not eat. She didn't think it was the right thing to do. And I mean, you know, when you live with someone and you're a little kid, you don't think too much about that unless you're brought up with hate, which I wasn't. And I would say, Savannah, sit down and eat with me. And you could see that she felt uncomfortable about this because this was not today's times. And they felt they had their place. And I think that Martin Luther King was the start of it all.
You think that they thought they had their place, but perhaps they thought that you thought that they should have their place.
I don't know how to answer that because I have never been a person to show prejudice. Mm-hmm. And I felt that a person deserves what they get. I mean, in other words, if they are good and they're honest and they go out and they make an honest living, then they deserve to get the advantages of what they have. I don't know how to express myself exactly. But if they've worked for it, they deserve it. But if they don't want to work for it, why should we hand it to them? And I don't know if I'm conveying to you what I mean, but that's the way that I feel. And I felt that she deserved to sit down next to me, and it was not offensive to me.
Was it ever a topic of conversation among you and your friends that they were segregated on the buses?
Not that I can recall. And if I can go a step further, having lived in Dalton in a small town, when Sam and I married, and I don't know if I'm going too much off the beaten path.
No, not at all.
Sam had a black man that had worked for his father before him, and he had kept him, and he worked for him, too. And when we married, Sam lived in his father's home, which, of course, I moved into. His father had moved down here to retire to Miami Beach, and Sam asked me, did I have any objections to Alvin, the black man working for me? And I said, none whatsoever. And Alvin was one of the nicest men I have ever met. We still are in touch with Alvin all of these many years later. He worked for us until he had a stroke and could no longer walk. When we left Dalton, we had a black girl that had worked, a woman that had worked for us for many years. And when we went away, we came down here on vacation. When we came back, she hugged me and I hugged her, and she could make my kids eat when I couldn't. And Alvin was one of the first ones to hold our baby when we brought her home from the hospital. And we got along fine. And I think, like I said, if a person works for it and they deserve it, they should have it. Because you're around some white people that you don't want to be around.
Did you go to college?
University of Miami.
And did you graduate?
No, I didn't.
Did you lived at home when you went to college?
Yes. You didn't yes, that's what you did in those days.
Right. I know it. So did I. Was your husband living in Miami when you?
No, my husband lived in Dalton, Georgia. And we met through, do you want me to go into
yes,
this?
Yes, please.
His father had retired, moved to Miami Beach. My parents, as I said, lived in Miami. They had a couple that were mutual friends of theirs, and Sam's father was very active in the Shrine. This man was very active in the Shrine, and he kept telling Sam's father, when your son comes down, I have someone I want to introduce him to. And I heard about it for 2 years, and I was going with a fella that I may have married at the time, I don't know. And Sam called me and asked me to go out. It was Christmas holidays. And Sam and I went out with each other something like three times before we married. But I don't mean three single dates. I mean he came down on his vacation three times for a week at a time. And I was working and we would be together every night. And an hour after we met the first time, Sam told me I was going to marry him. And I said he was crazy. And a year and a half later, we married.
That's very romantic.
And it's a first marriage for both of us, I might add.
Do you have any children?
We have two daughters.
They're both living in Florida?
No, one lives in Atlanta, Nancy. And the other one lives in Gainesville, Florida until she graduates college.
Which will be very soon.
Which will be April the 11th of this year. But she will stay there another year and get her master's.
And what field is she in?
Education at this moment. And Nancy is in finance and has a very nice job. As a matter of fact, today she's in New York on a business trip.
Are either of them married?
Both of them are single.
When you were married, you moved immediately to Dalton.
That's it?
Yes. Okay. And even though Dalton is not in Florida, I think that it's interesting to know a little bit about your life in a smallish town in Georgia. We don't have to go into it in great detail, but you were telling me some of the things about your relations with your neighbors and so on. But first tell me, what did your husband do?
My husband was a manufacturer in Dalton. Dalton is known as the carpet capital of the world. He was in manufacturing various things, rugs, bathrobes, plush toys. I could go on. Dalton is the Bible Belt. Dalton is the Peyton Place of the South. Dalton has one temple. They call themselves conservative. The rabbi is Orthodox. I call them conservative to Orthodox.
Can I ask you a question?
Surely.
At this point? Were you members of that temple?
When we married, Sam was a member of the temple, so they would have 100% membership of the Jewish community. I tried the temple. I was not used to Orthodox services, and being, should I say, 99% Hebrew. And so I did not feel comfortable there since I had grown up in a Reformed temple. So we became members of the temple in Atlanta. And
How far is Dalton from Atlanta?
2 hours drive. Based on where you live, it can be anywhere from 90 to 100 miles. And we took our daughters to Atlanta to Sunday school every weekend. They had the best attendance there, much more so than the local people. And when they ceased to have the Sunday school, it sounds funny, but when they ceased to have it on Saturdays and they required weekly during the evening attendance, and we knew we couldn't make that, we switched to Chattanooga, to Temple there.
And how far was Chattanooga?
Chattanooga was about 30 miles each way.
Were there other Jewish people in Dalton who did the same thing?
Oh, yes. Yes, there were. As a matter of fact, they even talked about carpooling. Not to Atlanta, but to Chattanooga Temple. But we didn't do it because we were a very close family and we wanted to enjoy our children, and we would make a day of it, going to the movies and eating out and all. And one daughter graduated outstanding student in the Chattanooga Temple, and there's a bronze plaque with her name on it from the Sunday school. The other daughter was confirmed, I'm sorry. The other daughter had the best essay when she was confirmed and had to read the, read her essay at confirmation.
Were there enough of you that there was ever any talk about forming another liberal congregation in Dalton?
I was approached that we should join again. And I made the statement, when you get a Reformed temple, we will join or we'll give it serious consideration. And I was told, forget it, there will never be another one. And that was by one of the should I say, pillars of the temple.
Were there any activities that were specifically Jewish outside of the temple? I don't mean outside the walls of the temple.
Yeah, I can understand what you mean. To my knowledge, there was one thing, and Sam may correct me on this, but to my knowledge, there was the annual temple dance that was given at the country club, and the tickets were sold to whomever wanted to go. And the Gentiles considered it the biggest event of the year outside of one other dance they had that they call the Golden Ball.
Was it a kosher dinner?
Oh, no.
So they didn't...
No, it was at the Dalton Country Club, and it was whatever they selected for the menu. And
that was sponsored by the temple?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting. Uh-huh. Was there a Jewish fundraising organizations like the Federation?
Oh, yeah. We had our annual call from the temple, and when we were members and when we were not members. I always knew when this one man called, never asked me how I was or anything. He would just automatically, when I answered the phone, he would say, "May I speak to Sam? This is," and he would say his name. And Sam knew, and I knew, he was always calling to ask for a donation to UJA, which of course Sam always sent in a check.
But you were never active in the UJA organizations?
No. Mm-hmm. They didn't really have any in Dalton that I know of. I mean, they sort of branched out of Chattanooga, and they would assign someone to call for.
And was there a Hadassah?
No. No, it's too small a town and not enough people.
You've been in Pompano Beach now for how long?
A little over a year and a half.
What brought you to Pompano?
We bought this condominium here about 18 years ago. What originally brought us here was my brother and sister-in-law had moved to Fort Lauderdale. And my parents had a nice-sized home in Miami. And my father had a stroke and lost his means of communication. He couldn't talk, and he couldn't write. And we felt very uncomfortable having my mother down there with my father in that condition. So my husband was really the one behind that got them to move up here. And they moved up here. So we started coming to this area instead of Miami on our vacations.
So you've owned this condominium for 18 years, but you just moved down here?
A year ago. October.
And is that when your husband retired?
No, my husband retired about a year before that. Mm-hmm.
And how is life for you here compared to Dalton?
There isn't any comparison. I mean, we had a social life in Dalton, but it was more Gentile social life. The one here is both. We have, should I say, our Jewish group of friends and our Gentile group of friends. And we get along fine with both, and we are very busy with both.
Do you mix?
No.
Is your friendship based on mutual interest in something that you feel that the two groups would not be in? I mean, do you have, like, golf friends or...
Yeah, I have bridge friends. I have bridge friends. I'm in charge of a group of 20 bridge women that play bridge, and none of them are Jewish except myself that I know of. But religion hadn't been discussed that much. It was an organization I joined when I came to meet people, and I had hoped there would be Jewish members, but it turned out there are no Jewish members. And I really can't tell you why, and I find it very strange, but it was just a phone number I picked up from the paper about a Pompano Beach woman's club, and I have become active in it. And I haven't said to them, I am Jewish, mm-hmm. but they haven't asked me. And if they asked me, I wouldn't deny it.
No, you go ahead.
We have Jewish friends that we've had here for years, ever since we've been coming down. And we're very close and very friendly with them.
Are they in this building or in the area, or did you meet them through
We met them originally in the building, and they have since moved to other areas. Some of them are still in this building, and we're good friends. And I was talking to one of them a little bit earlier. She called. We play Tripoli together, which is a card game. We eat out together. And the one of them that called me about Tripoli has gotten me into a Jewish bridge group that I enjoy. But they're, I guess you'd say, on the west side of town. They're in the other area because that's where they seem to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the reason I'm not bringing them together, because the Gentile ones are here on the beach, and the Jewish ones are Palm Air area.
Going to ask you this because I'm more interested for myself as a Pompano Beach resident, but I think it is interesting. On my way up to your apartment, I noticed that there was a Friedman on your floor, and there's a notice in the elevator that somebody named Marx died. I don't know if he was
Jewish. Yeah, the Marx was not Jewish.
To tell you the truth, I never knew that there were any Jews at all in this building. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, well, the Friedmans next door to us are Jewish, and as a matter of fact, on the 30th, which is maybe next week, I don't know, they are leaving for Israel, pending health. Neither of them are well. But their daughter lives in Israel, and I think has 6 children. And they go over to Israel every year, and they stay about 6 weeks.
Was her name Anna?
Yeah.
I don't know her, but I've heard of
yeah.
her. She's
yeah.
very active in Temple Shalom.
They live right here. Yeah.
She's a lovely person.
Very lovely. Both of them. Paul, her husband.
As I say, I don't know them, but friends of mine are very close friends.
Well, I would say there's what percentage do you know of Jews that live in this building? 25% maybe?
No, you wouldn't have that many. We've had quite a few that have moved away from here.
Yeah, quite a few have passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that does.
But the Marx man that passed away was not Jewish.
I'm not so sure about that. I don't know.
Okay, well, I didn't think he was, but who knows?
But it's no indication because he served on the board with me.
And there have been Jews on the board.
I probably got to know him a little bit better than most people.
You have lived in several communities which are very, very different from each other. You came from Miami, which had a very strong Jewish population and a very strong temple. You moved to Dalton, where there was a small Jewish community, but you really did not participate in the temple. And then you moved to Pompano Beach, and you did not become involved with the Pompano Temple. How do you find yourself? Do you miss an organized Jewish life? Are you happy to be out of that kind of thing? Are you looking? Do you feel like there's something missing from your life?
Yes, I feel there's something missing. When I lived in Miami, in my single days, on Friday nights when I, should I say, didn't have a date, I would go to Friday night services. And I really enjoyed them. I didn't go out of a religious obligation. I went because I enjoyed them. When I moved to Dalton with my husband, I would like to have gone to Friday night service, and I tried it. I didn't fit into the Orthodox, and I was very uncomfortable there. You were considered, if you were Reform, you may as well not be a Jew. One of my daughter's girlfriends told her when we picked her up after Sunday school to take her out to eat with us, she told her that we were snobs. We considered ourselves too good for the temple because we joined a Reformed temple. So I don't think they make it easy on you, but I didn't feel at home. And it was impossible for us to go to Friday night services outside of Dalton due to my husband's working hours. By the time he got home, we would have missed Temple because he couldn't get away earlier. His demands were too great. Coming down here, I guess you'd say we've been out of it, and we were not encouraged to get into it. Our friends, should I say, our friends don't go, and our friends don't belong. And I guess it's just a different way of life, even though it's missed.
Were your parents, did they ever express themselves on the question of Zionism in the State of Israel?
They were not too into it.
They were not interested, or they were opposed?
No, I wouldn't say they were opposed. I'd say they were more, I don't want to use the word disinterested, because I feel like it would be unjust of me to express my mother's opinion. My mother might be able to express her own thoughts. My father is not alive. He can't. And he never expressed it to me, so I don't know.
And how about you? Did you have any feelings one way or the other when the State of Israel was established?
I think it's important for Jewish heritage. I really and truly don't have any desire to run over there and see it.
You've never been there then?
No, I don't. I haven't.
Do you recall the reaction of the community on the establishment of the State of Israel?
Oh, I recall one individual in particular, and I might say this. My husband's father was born in Israel. Back then it was called Palestine. And he came from a long line of rabbis. He was the first one in his family, I think, not to be a rabbi. Am I right? I can remember a woman in Dalton getting on a soapbox when they were collecting money for Israel. And I can remember her phoning me and saying, "You must write a check for Israel." And I wrote a check. And I took it to the... coffee. We had weekly coffees, kolaches.
In 48, you were already in Dalton?
Oh, no. This was not in 48.
This
was long after that. I didn't marry until 65. But we had coffee kolaches at the temple in Chattanooga. And she came. And after she came, she stood up on her soapbox and insisted all of us write checks. After she had already phoned us at home to write checks, so you'd say it was double barrel, she put you in an embarrassing position. She was the only one that didn't write the check herself. So,
well, we are supposed to assume, I guess, that she had already written it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, so had everyone else. But she made a second stab. You know, she made you kind of feel ashamed.
I think that I'm going to turn the tape over now because I don't have very much left.